And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hey, we're talking to Molly Honey. She's a development and communications coordinator for Think Wild. And just before the break, you gave us the phone number. I promised that we would do it again so anybody could write down your hotline number. When do you call this number?
Our hotline is operated 7 days a week from 8 to 5. So you can call or text us questions, concerns, interesting wildlife sightings.
Sure.
Yeah, we're there to answer questions and help you decide if an animal needs care or if we have a service that we can provide for you.
Okay, cool. And that number is?
And that number is 541-241-8680.
All right. Your website has lots of tips and information there, too. And your website is?
Yep. Thinkwildco.org.
Okay. Molly, I want to talk about your chili cook-off.
Awesome. Well,
this is a great idea, I think. Where's it happening this year?
This year, it will be at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Central Oregon, so up on Skyliner Road. And this is the second annual event. We've sized up in venue. We're hoping to have more attendees, more contestants this year. And it should be a really great fall fundraiser.
Now, do you have enough people making chili yet, or are you still taking applications for that?
We're still looking for contestants. Okay. So you can be anywhere from a home chef all the way up to a professional. We had a pretty good mixture of people last year, so it was pretty fun to have everybody kind of go head to head. We have five different categories for the chili cook-off, so you can win best overall, wildest chili, so something interesting or spicy or kind of different.
Sure.
We have a vegan and vegetarian category, a best soups or stews category, if chili specifically isn't your thing, but you want to bring something similar, a chili side dish, like cornbread type category.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
You sign up online for that?
Yep. You can sign up on our website. It's thinkwildco.org/chili-cookoff. And there's tons of info about how to sign up as a contestant. Right now we have early bird ticket pricing through October 8th. So it's only $30 a person to attend the event. You get to taste all the chilies, enjoy live music. We'll have the Bend Beer Burrow at the event for a little bit, welcoming people, handing out event programs and things like that.
Cool.
And then we have some really great raffle prizes this year as well.
Okay. And the date of the event is?
It is November 8th. That's a Saturday. Okay. And it goes from 4 to 8 p.m.
All right. So start working on your recipes. Get signed up right now for that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going this year.
Awesome.
I am not going to miss it. No way.
Great.
What's the official name of the chili cook-off?
It is the Get Wild Chili Cook-off.
Get Wild Chili Cook-off. I like it. More information on the website, of course.
Yep.
And hopefully a good turnout. Any idea how many people turned out last year?
We had about 250 last year, and that really maxed out Aspen Hall, our venue.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say.
Universalist Church has quite a bit more space, and so it should be a good layout. We'll have food and beer and wine available for sale, and kind of in the raffle room, so you can drink and decide which raffles you want to enter. And
then nice
chili contestants set up all around the building.
And of course, the money raised goes to Think Wild.
Yep. It's a fundraiser for our nonprofit. So all money raised goes towards operations, including wildlife rescue, wildlife education programs, and conservation in Central Oregon.
All right. Well, besides the chili cook-off, what's next for Think Wild?
We've got a lot going on right now. We have a couple of volunteer opportunities. So like we talked about earlier, you can get involved monitoring beavers out in the Malheur National Forest. You can help us with a restoration project at Crooked River Park in Prineville. You can help us with fundraising efforts. You can be a wildlife hospital volunteer and hold an owl while the intake exam is happening, or set up an enclosure that's appropriate for bobcats. So it's a pretty cool
volunteer opportunities. Mm-hmm. And you guys could use the volunteers for sure.
Yep. Yeah, we're always accepting new volunteers. It's a great way to learn about wildlife rescue and rehab, and also to meet awesome people who also want to get involved in that.
Yeah, yeah. Can you donate at the website? Is that the best way to donate to you guys, besides showing up at your awesome events? Because I know you guys do bingo and everything else. We talk about that on the air. But could someone just go to the website and make a donation?
Yep, you can make a donation on our website. Any donation makes a difference. People donate anything from $5 to upwards of $5,000, depending on your ability. Some people donate monthly, just a small amount. Some people donate their time by being volunteers. You can make in-kind donations. We do supply supply drives pretty often. So we were looking for sheets and towels for a few weeks. Now we have so many sheets and towels.
That's good. Don't bring us any right now. People came through.
Yeah, we're always also always looking for cleaning supplies. So if you've got an extra gallon of bleach at your house or laundry detergent, dish soap, things like that, we can accept as well.
Very cool. Do you guys do a newsletter at all, or is it just best to go to the website?
Yeah, we've got an email newsletter. Okay. You can link up with that on our website. There's a place to sign up for the newsletter, and we send about a monthly update. Here's some patients that we have are released right now. Here's some events that are coming up. Here's some things that you can, ways you can get involved.
Nice.
And with giving season coming up this fall and winter, we'll have some updates on how to support the organization too.
And finally, are you on social media?
We sure are. Yeah, we use Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, and we're at ThinkWildCO.
Okay. Yeah. Dot .org. Right?
Not Think .org wild. For Instagram or anything.
Well, no. Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
You're saying,
yeah.
Think Wild. I'm an oldie. I don't know how that stuff works. Right. That's your username is ThinkWildCO.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Central Oregon. Yep.
I thought you were throwing the website in at the end.
I think you can find us
still
there,
too. But I love that you're on TikTok. I haven't tried TikTok yet. But
every once in a while, it's funny, we'll post the same video on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, and sometimes the TikTok just takes off.
Really?
Who knows why? Different algorithms.
Crazy. Hey, we're talking to Molly. She's the Development and Communications Coordinator for Think Wild. Thank you so much for coming
in. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Don't forget about that chili cook-off coming up and everything else that you guys do. Get signed up for that newsletter. Again, it's thinkwildco.org. That's the website.
Yep.
Or thinkwildco will find you on social media.
Yep.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.